in the previous weeks we were discussing the halachas of Kiddush. There's a potent halacha, Kiddush Makim Suda, which has, including this din, that Kiddush Makim Suda has a few different dinim. Kiddush Makim Suda means that the Kiddush should be in the place where the Suda is. It gives a chashivus to the Suda, or the Suda gives chashivus to the Kiddush. And one of the dinim that come out of this is that besides that the Kiddush should be made where you're making the Suda, which creates now a shayla of what's called Shinui Makom, what's called a change of place. If I make Kiddush in one room, can I go to another room to eat in the other room? Can I walk out of the room to come back? I go into the kitchen to wash my hands and I'm coming back into the dining room. There are different shittas in the Paiskim of what's called a Shinui Makom. So in a normal situation where you're in the dining room and then going into the kitchen to wash, that's permitted because that's normal to go from one room to the next. But to go to a different room or to a different apartment, or to go to a different house, and by making Kiddush in one place, or one floor to the next floor, that is a shayla in the Paiskim, if you can do that or not. The shayla comes up Sukkos. You have the Sukkah outside, and you're going inside to wash, and then you're going back outside. So you made Kiddush, going to the house, which on Sukkot there's an extra Kiddush that could be the Sukkot's extension of your house, and therefore you could go from one to the next. But of course it would be better if you could set up a washing arrangement closer to the Sukkot that you don't have to go back into the house. Another halacha that comes out of Kiddush Makom Suda is that immediately after Kiddush should be the Suda, not to waste time. That's the gedda. Sometimes you have a lot of guests, so of course it takes time until everyone washes, until you get to start the Suda. But not to waste time, not to sit around and just do nothing and instead get going after Kiddush to start the Suda. And what's considered a Suda, that's also a question. Is it Hamaitzi, is it Mezainis? And as we know that in Shabbos in the morning, when it's only a Drabanan, so then we rely on Mezainis. But Friday night, everyone's makbid that the Suda should be with bread. This is independent of the halacha that on Shabbos, everyone has to eat three Suudas. The three Suudas that you have to eat on Shabbos, of course, have to have bread. But for the halacha that the Kiddush needs a Suda, that, according to some Shittas, you can be kind of Mizainis. Mir Tashem will continue and speak more about these halachas. Have a good Shabbos.